Just the two of us.
So I took her off the stage, right? Now it's just me and you.
Just me and you. Ooh,
bang, bang. But if I remove me from the stage, then you can't hear me. But
don't
if I
worry about, worry about, worry about.
Don't worry about Michael, baby. Just me and you.
Just me and you.
And you. Get down, Grover.
Oh, Lord, Grover.
Now, y'all know we recording this stuff, and Nika ain't figured out if she wants
to. I am. I'm recording it because I like for us to have those snippets of just us being us. I'm going to always press record.
Nika, I was just playing around with stuff.
No, it's cool. It's oh, shoot. Hold on one second. Okay.
But I feel weird that when I'm not talking, that I'm there. But if I take myself in the back.
Can you put your background back on?
Is this like you had it?
Is those ones where, did you read the ingredients? Does that have aspartame in it?
Girl, ain't nobody read no ingredients of something that's got, that's triple shot of espresso. Ingredients don't matter after that.
Yo ass. We gonna get it today. The triple shot, yeah, we gonna get it today. What we talking about?
I'm just saying.
So, Nika, you
want
to put your
thingy back on? I'm just saying. So, part of, before we start, one of my friends from my teaching years, I don't know what school her son is going to. She is of the other persuasion. And she was having an issue. But she's not, her son's not going to HBCU. But she was asking for support or some kind of guidance on her FAFSA situation. So he's not eligible for financial aid, but you know, you got to go through that before you can get to the next, right? And so one thing that I forgot that a lot of people don't realize, for them, obviously the parent and the student have to apply. Everyone knows that. But he's a junior
in college or in high school?
No, in life. Like, he has the same name as his father. So when they tried to pull him up, they pulled up his father. Like, it was basically bouncing back because it's the same name. I said, the government gotta get it.
Well, this, because this is the thing. That's why you have to go in and get your own PIN and verify, like, your own information. They did that.
Yeah, she did everything. So she did everything. From what a lot of people responded about, there was one of her friends who the friend and the friend's daughter had the same name, same issue. So the system isn't smart enough to recognize. It basically tries to protect you before it allows you, if that makes sense. It was kind of weird, but
it does. Yeah. But there's two things here. With that, remember, when a parent goes in to apply and put their information in order to get a PIN, or in order for it to link directly to your tax return, you get a you have to enter your previous, I think, gross income. So you have to know that number in order to put it in.
That might have been what the issue was, but I was going to go back to her page, to her post, to see if anyone helped her, and if they didn't, or if she didn't make any headway, I was going to connect her with you so you could kind of.
And the thing about it, what she could be finding out and what she don't know is the daddy put some stuff in the baby name.
It wasn't that, but needless to say,
but yeah,
it always makes me smile when I see other. It makes me smile when I see the questions coming up that validate the reason why we're doing this. Really, that was my point. So that was that. But one of my other babies, she is down here at Clark. Her family, her mom is one of my close friends, is at home in Baltimore. She is working now. This is her sophomore year. She's working now and preparing for spring break. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess this is the time, even though it's February, you know, spring break is around the corner for them. And
spring break is actually less than, and for some, less than 35 days away. Because remember, spring break actually starts in March.
Right. For, oh, wait, Miss Producer, why we don't see your logo?
I was just asking her earlier, like, was she going to flip her thing back on for?
I said, I flip it for real. So what I think we should talk about, because I, you know.
Out of your mouth, and I've been playing with this thing.
It's fine.
There, it's not been there. Like, I've done a lot of stuff.
Have you seen it? Tell me, have you seen it?
No.
Whoa. No, okay. I'm sorry, y'all. Look, I was watching The Wood. Look, I watched The Wood over the weekend. I watched.
Have you seen her?
What came on after that? Deliver Us from Eva. So, you know, they play all them old songs in those movies.
Oh, you was on, you was watching Bounce this week, yeah?
Peacock. So, I thought it would be a good time to have the conversation because I had her dying laughing in the car about how, from my spring break experiences, I learned some really, really, really valuable things. So I think we should talk about spring break planning because, you know, this is, we talk about the fun. I think we've talked about some educational things and some financial things. And I think we should just kind of jump it off with the spring break thing from multiple perspectives.
Interesting stories. And I think one of my stories will segue into another topic that we probably may need to figure out how we fit in. I don't know what umbrella it goes under, but mine, you know, maintaining friendships and long distance relationships.
That's a good one.
And that's somewhere down the line.
We're going to let you introduce us. We know. We just trying to get ourselves together real quick. She made that face like, what the hell are y'all doing?
Oh, no.
But,
that's not what my face is.
But this spring break conversation.
That's me, the face I'm making to myself from playing around with this shit.
And y'all know I want to get on time because I want to think, you know, I have started watching the We Are the World documentary.
I fell asleep on it twice. I'm gonna finish watching it today. I got work to do. You see, I'm drinking.
I was to the point it was getting good.
You see, I'm drinking a triple sap for a reason. I have so much work to do because, yeah, I've been playing with boxes and not my computer. So we can get started.
I got work, baby. I got a job, baby. Okay, hold on. Let me finish this last slice. Beat it, grower. You don't eat oranges, grower.
I guess I can't put nothing on my lips because I don't see what my lip stuff is. Never mind.
See, that's why I keep my whole row of everything that I need on the day-to-day right here. Right here.
Carol, well, you know, my day-to-day look like boxes and bags and all that other kind of shit.
My background ain't coming back.
Bop, bop, bop. Bop, bop, bop.
Bop, bop,
bop, bop, bop, buddy, yeah. Have you seen her? Tell me. Oh, Mia, I don't know if you saw my post today, but I was today years old when I found out our parents started their matriculation at Morgan State University in the year of its centennial.
Really?
Yep. 1967 was their centennial.
All right.
That was the year they entered in as freshmen. And then, you know, I was actually born in the year that their status was upgraded to university. So look at all of these wonderful things that happen in divine order that link us to Morgan State. I cannot.
So many ways. All right, Nick, we're ready when you are, girly.
I don't know what's going on because it's not picking up my background. It was there, but it's not there.
It was there. It's okay. Y'all both have really, my background look like.
I don't want to put mine on because, you know, that's when I get the delay. But, you know, one day I think what I'm going to do, if I'm not just rushing to the room, I'm going to put the table cover behind me. Remember, we still got that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, after looking at all these blogs, recordings, I mean, I don't think the background really matters. It does, and it's nice, but it's the conversation.
Branding, especially in our early phases, like, we want brand recognition as much as we can. So we can put it out there first, and then as, you know, as they get more familiar with us.
This one breed. I don't even understand this one breed. Don't judge me. That one damn breed. I know I'm...
Look, triple shot. Read what's in that damn can. What's in there? Is that crack? Is that the chemical components for?
It's 100%. I don't give a damn. 50 milligrams of I got work to do. 200 milligrams of if I don't drink it, it ain't gonna get done. 29 milligrams of I got deadlines and no aspartame.
Well, as long as it don't have aspartame in it, I'm okay with it. But at the same time, I'm going to just be wondering about your heart health and your well-being.
My heart is good. God got me. Let's get started.
Come down off of that that caffeine crack-induced.
Nika's going to bring us in because I'm not paying attention to time right now. Oh, she's still trying to figure out her background. I'm sorry, Nate. Mm-hmm. I see. I know her concentration face. And it really starts with the hand. It's always like this. This is her, I'm trying to figure it out, motion. And then she moves to what she just did with the hand.
I'm going to speak for her. You don't know me like that.
And I never took it off or added it. So it's...
No, we don't see it on you. Well, I don't see it on you.
I don't know what's up.
No worries.
Oh yeah, it's worse because I'm not trying to be on camera.
Oh, so if you you want me to resend it to you?
Because you can't. I can't.
See if I can do it.
It should already, since we are all a part of the same, yeah, like logged into the same account. It should already just be in there.
But it's
as a, like, if you go to settings and see if you can add it.
Oh well, yeah, it's in there. It's in there, but I think she can't. She's having a hard time adding it back, though. It's not that it's not there.
Or adding it to her.
She's probably going to try to leave and then come back in. Maybe that'll work. Did you get your hair more platinum?
So this is, it's not platinum. And at first, I didn't think I was going to like it.
It looks good.
Because I wanted the yellow, you know, I wanted the yellow blonde that I was used to getting. But he kind of did like an ash, but yeah, it was blonde, and then he put some rose gold in it. Now the roots are coming in just a little bit, so it's making the edges, it's giving more contrast, making the ends and stuff look a little brighter. Plus, you know what I said last week, I was going to adjust this light because literally the hot spot is right above me. I got a stick in here. Hold on. Oh, I got this back. Can I reach?
I'm apologizing in advance for my ADD kicking in because I fell asleep too early yesterday and then I woke up too early today. So
is it the ADD kicking in or is it the triple shot kicking in?
Probably a little bit of both. I thought I could comment on here somewhere. Oh, here it is. Private chat. Okay.
Okay.
I have groceries, y'all. Finally. Okay. There we go.
Dude, I need groceries. Well, actually, the hot spot didn't go away as much as I wanted it to, but it is. Does it? Do I look less lit?
No, you're fine.
No, because I adjusted the light.
It's fine.
Okay. With my trusty dusty bat.
All right, let's crack it. Wait.
Y'all ready?
Yep.
Y'all ready to settle down and get with this?
Is you with me?
Step into this feeling. Mm-hmm. It's all about love.
I won't do a Jay-Z at the Grammys. Talk about it later. Talk about it later.
All right, bring us on in.
Bring us on in, friend.
Y'all sure y'all ready?
We ready.
right. You ready, B?
What do y'all look like? Y'all was about to say something.
We ready, Jay. We ready right now. You're fine. You and your corny is hilarious.
I'm not corny. I'm flowery. Did you get it?
Yeah. Yeah. We ready, Nika. We're ready.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I love it when she does that. It is
the time you all have been waiting for. It is time to catch up with your HBCU aunties. Give it up for Tyon.
T-Y.
You know.
Oh, Lord.
I really was expecting for her to go O-N. N-E, like Usher.
She's about to come in like a whole
song. T-Y-O-N-N-E. Tell me what you want to do with me.
You got to calm, Nika, and then you just let her just go ahead and just start it all up again. Lord
Jesus. All right, I'm going to start from the beginning again. Here we go.
Because okay. I've been waiting for this for so long.
I felt a little nasal anyway. All right, here we go.
Wait, are our microphones on, y'all? I
just want to make sure. Okay. My mic sounds nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the moment you all have been waiting for. It is time for me to introduce your HBCU aunties, Tyon and Nia. Welcome to the Real Real, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Real Real.
Welcome to the Real Real. So here we are, back at it again, with yet another great experience. Over the week, I was an auntie for real, and she actually got in the car and said, "Hello, second mother." So some kind of way, I got signed up to take one of my babies down here, Clark, to we agreed that I would pick her up from work because she works at Lennox and she goes to Clark and the Uber rates are crazy. And I'm like, that's cool, because Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I'm in the city. Whether you have to be taken, picked up, just let me know. But I'm only doing one. So let me know which one you want.
That's mama language. That ain't auntie.
That's what she calls. She said second mother. Second mother. And we were just talking because it was really my first time seeing her since she got back from Christmas break. And I was just talking to her about, you know, last year was her freshman year, so she really didn't do it. She went home for spring break. But this year, you know, she's having the conversations with her friends about what to do, where to go, blah, 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 blah. And so I told her, I said, listen, your sophomore year, stateside. Your junior year, explore not too far outside the country. Your senior year, you ain't going to give a daggone what you do because you're just ready to go. Yep. But I let her know, I said, listen, I learned what traveling looked like and felt like for me with my spring break experiences. So, you know, when we were in school, I experienced Freaknik, right, which doesn't exist anymore. That was my stateside. And then I also experienced Black College Reunion, which also doesn't exist anymore. But what did exist is the funds that were limited, the ideas of moving in massive groups because the rooms would be cheaper, mm-hmm. figuring out transportation to get to and fro, to get to the state you wanted to go to. And back then we didn't have Uber, so there was no Ubering around. Who was old enough to rent the car, whose parent was going to do so-and-so. So I thought it was a really good conversation to have, because this is the time and we have focused on some things that were a little bit more academia, financial related with regards to school on campus life. But let's be honest, and we said it before, part of the college experience is all the experiences. And so spring break was definitely one that I will never take away. I will always reminisce on. But I learned some things, and I think the thing that I shared with her, and you feel free to chime in, the thing that I explained to her was, you will learn what traveling looks like to you. You will learn whether or not you want to travel in a group or whether or not you have that one or two people that you can travel with no problem. You will learn whether or not you like to party. You will learn if you just want to relax. You will learn a lot of things about your finances. You will learn a lot of things about food in different areas. So I thought it was a good conversation. So let's talk about it. Spring break 2024 and what some of the highs should be as far as your experiences are concerned, what you want to take away. And then some of the things you want to keep in mind. What I said to her was, and then I'll, you know, we can discuss in more detail. She, what is it in Louisiana? Not Essence, but Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Mardi Gras. And I said no because I what I'm gonna tell you why. I said I think that, you know, at the college age, there's a lot that goes on in Louisiana. It's not too safe, especially if you're not alert and you're not aware, right? So a Mardi Gras, I would say no, but in Essence, I would say yes. But it, you know, at an older age.
Yeah, at an older age. Essence is definitely an older age. And actually, Mardi, yeah. And I'm gonna jump in about Mardi Gras. The whole city is on fire. Remember, Mardi Gras is just the culmination. Like, things are going on in New Orleans now. But the thing about it is, to your point, depending on who she's traveling with, you know, let's be honest, you know, and I don't know if I want to sound motherly or if I'm sounding auntie-ish, if I'm sounding big cousin-ish or what. But as females, we definitely need to make sure our head is on the swivel at any moment. Right. You don't want to put ourselves in any situations where we could be harmed or something can happen. And, you know, definitely things are so much different from when we were navigating these streets than they are. You know, there's certain terminologies and things have been going on, you know, since the dawn of time.
Right.
Yeah. But at the same time, remember, back in the day, it was harder to track us.
Right.
It was harder to get information really, really quickly. It was harder to get out of crazy situations because, you know, if you running from Jason and from the woods, you looking for a payphone. You don't know that you got a cell phone with a tracker on it.
Yeah, like
But the bottom line is, still make sure, you know, I was raised by a single mother too. Even though my mother how she was, one of the things she taught me was somebody, even if it's not me, somebody needs to know where you are at all times. So you have that, when you mentioned what groups of friends you want to travel with, have that group of friends that no matter what, you can call them up and say, you know, I'm about to do this. And they'd be like, okay, bet, I know. That group of friends is like, send me the license plate number. That group of friends is like, what's your location? Or that group of friends that will never let you go anywhere. Y'all can't go to the bathroom unless it's a group.
By yourself.
So those are the things to, you know, be cognizant about in a New Orleans, because it goes down. And that's the other thing. It goes down from no matter what age range, ethnicity, gender, it goes down. But also, if you're going to a place that you're not familiar with, you know, that's where planning comes in. Familiarize yourself with the territory. And one good thing about it, too, and this is what I love about our HBCUs, you know, there's Southern University there. First, as a college student, as another HBCU student, get up on that campus and meet some people. They'll, you know, you feel a little bit more at home in those spaces and places. And some people are just so, you know, they're just so glad that you came to their hometown. You want to know about them. They want to know about you. So a little, you know, they're a little kinder and can kind of tell you some things to navigate. And plus, you know, y'all are one, really. Y'all all crazy college kids.
And that's what I told her. My suggestion to her as a sophomore, I said, you know, you like good food. It's tons of states you can go to that are not so rowdy, but you can still have fun and you can still do things that you've never done before. And I just gave her some examples. So, of course, Florida is one of them because Florida has multiple cities that you can have fun in. Great food. I suggested Texas, you know, just other places because you ain't been nowhere. You haven't really gone anywhere. So there's 50 states in this country. Pick one of those states that you have some things that you may be interested in doing that has a nightlife, has a party scene that you can enjoy, maybe that for one day. It's only for a couple of days that you're going to be gone. Pick something that's reasonably, that's economical for your pocket, because you're going to always have a friend who might not have the funds that you may have, right? And that's some, that's one thing. So I wanted to discuss that.
Restaurant lemonade.
Free refills.
Weed some lemon, put some sugar packets in it.
You are retarded. But no, but I wanted to talk about, so when we talk about the selection, you know, just being open to different places that, you know, has that scene. And I think you made a really good point about these states that have other HBCUs. Normally there's a lag in time between spring break. So when one school is going, you know, like you have students who are still there, you know, you can still experience it. But then I really wanted to get into the financial pace space, because, you know, kids do some crazy things, and you have one who's always trying to rob Peter to pay Paul, or, yeah, you know, eat and split, wine and dine, or what do they call it? Dine and dash, you know, and all, so many different things that we do. So some of the things that you want to take into consideration are the finances. Have that conversation with your friends. You know, everyone doesn't have the same means, so you want to have a good time, but you want something that's affordable. You know, Airbnbs didn't exist when we were in school. Now they do. Airbnb could be a little cheaper, but think about transportation. Hotels seem to be a little bit more safe. So as a parent, I wanted to know what you would consider telling your kid when he says, "Mom, yeah, I'm thinking about going to so-and-so and so for spring break." What would you say?
So actually, we had this conversation last year, and because I was at, you know me, I'm encouraging you. I think one of the things that I want him to do is become more social. So I'm like, well, hey, what do you want to do for spring break? Well, he had decided to visit his dad. And then I didn't find out till later that he took the bus. So he had to go from Tennessee to Atlanta to North Carolina. That dirty dog. And it was funny because the dirty dog got me through. And when I say the dirty dog, y'all know what I'm talking about, the Greyhound. That got me through most of my spring breaks. But he decided, he was like, well, he was one who considered how much money he had. He was like, well, you know, I really don't have that much money. You know, a lot of us are, he was like, actually a lot of people stayed on campus during that time, but he did want to get out. So again, as far as transportation, that dirty dog. Now, saving time, you might not do that. In encountering crazy people along the way, these are the types of adventures that make up good conversations for them to have in the old folks' home. But I do encourage him to do the group thing, because to your point, there's a balance in the whole group. Somebody might have money, somebody won't. But if y'all are truly homies, y'all got each other's back.
Right.
But think about it too. Depending on where you go, you got to look good. So a lot of them have already spent a lot of money on all of their outfits and things like that to get to where they're going, and really don't have any pocket money to get where they're going. True story. One of my friends, and this wasn't spring break related, this was just a weekend, but one of my friends had like a 1980 Datsun hatchback.
Oh,
it seats two people comfortably, and it's got a hatchback. I was the smallest one in the group. Guess who rode all the way down to North Carolina A&T?
I know you lying.
The whole time. And then you know us, the music was bumping, but the speakers was in the hatchback.
What was your head up against that hatchback?
Yep, the speaker thing was my pillow. Woke up, we at A&T. We had absolutely no money outside of the money that we had for gas. And the Datsun she had was a stick shift. So we was making good gas mileage. But we got on that campus. Again, they welcomed us. I had a friend that I went to high school with who was on the football team. And I was like, well, you know, I'm asking people, do they know him? And come to find out, he went somewhere for that weekend. But they was like, well, on the strength of you knowing so-and-so, you're cool.
We're going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. They took care of us the entire weekend. Took care of us and sent us back with sandwiches and gas money.
Bless their hearts.
So, again, these are those types of things where there's a balance. But had I known I was getting in that car, I didn't know where we was going. I was like, oh, we just hanging out for the night. I didn't know where we was going.
Long night.
I mean, long night turned into a weekend. We didn't even have a change of clothes. They gave us sweatshirts, like everything. And that's something that I would not encourage people of today to do. I mean, literally, that was a young and dumb moment, because we never know how that could have gone left with no cell phones, none of that. But, you know, the higher powers were on our side, and we, you know, we have experiences to talk about to this day. But that all goes back to my conversation about balance. You know, somebody has something. You know, my mother always taught me, no matter where you go, always have $20 in your pocket.
I think it's so important to encourage the fun, but to also, to your point, think about the safety. Unfortunately, we've heard of stories where people have gone away for spring break and then people come up missing because they're people with ill intention. Those foreign countries, yeah. And so I think that part of the thought process that needs to go into it is, don't be afraid to tell your parents where you're going.
Yeah.
That goes to your point of, someone needs to know where you are. But don't move in fear, move with wisdom with your friends, right? Figure it out, have the conversation about the finances. All right, I got gas. Okay, I got lunch. And that's how to my point earlier of my travels through college is what taught me how to travel as an adult. So if I'm out with my friends now and I'm traveling, one of us is going to have breakfast, the other one's going to have lunch, the other one, split dinner however many ways, right? We just split it down the middle, because you always going to have the person who's going to add up the cents, the pennies. Well, I didn't drink this, I didn't have that. But at some point in time, it balances. Somebody's ordering the Uber. Take turns ordering the Uber. Take turns paying for certain things so that it can feel balanced, so that that person who doesn't have the finances doesn't feel like everything's on them individually. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, because like you said, we had some of the best experiences in college and with spring break, not just spring break, but like you said, those weekend trips. But how do you go about doing that? And so I would love to chime in with some ideas of just where some good fun could be had. I'm not a fan of Miami, but Miami ain't that expensive. If you have a nice little group, you know, the food is pretty good. You know, they have a lot of good street food. But the hotels can be a little costly, a decent one.
But that's the thing though. It's like, I hate to sound momish, but sometimes there's levels to stuff, you know? So, I mean, again, if you got to stay in the mosey wozy motel Holiday Inn,
don't do it.
I'm just saying, but this is what I will say from a parental standpoint. If you are driving somewhere and y'all up all night or whatever, I would rather you pull over, stay in a dingy hotel, get your mind right, get you some rest, and then get back up and get on the road.
That's the thing.
If it's a group of y'all, I've been places where literally I slept in a chair with my feet up and literally was shaking. But these are the things that you experience, and these are some of the things that you have to go through to decide what you never want to do again. But there are levels to that. You know, you can't go out there balling all the time because, you know, you're going to spend your last on a room. So by the time you get to the destination, you can't eat. So these are some of the things to think about.
Yeah. I think that, how do you feel about co-ed trips? Times are different now.
I'm going to say this. Once you cross that threshold into college,
it's open season.
So another example. So remember when I was at Lincoln, we didn't have spring break because we ended early. But my 18th birthday, we got out first week in April. My 18th birthday, I wanted to do something. And okay, the week before, I met this dude from Temple at a party that came on campus. And I let him know, I was like, oh, my birthday's coming up, blah, 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 blah. He's like, well, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, come to Philly. And we had a bus that transported us from Lincoln, PA to Philly. He had an apartment off campus in Temple. Again, people knew where I was going and what I was doing. And then I knew that there was a whole bunch of students from Philly that were going home on the weekend anyway. So I stayed with him for the weekend. And
listen, it's nothing wrong with that.
Y'all answers are sounding mad like PG.
Mad peachy?
PG. Parental guidance.
This was my life that I actually lived though. Like, I was about
really
to get to
need
my
y'all to turn it up. Like Taya, I feel like almost she said I stay with a guy. The end. Like, come on.
Well, okay. So I mean, if y'all really want to get into it, so listen, I stay with
like
this guy.
This is one of those topics we should definitely get into it and keep it real.
I stayed with a guy, and I'm gonna take y'all through this real quick.
Nika, I was about to give my example.
Like, don't
so
go to Louisiana. I'm like, I went to my
I get this one right here.
I mean, let's
when the producer checks you. When the producer checks you, that's why we just got checked.
Right.
I'm gonna give my real story, Nika.
And again, actually, the funny part, he had a dog named Puppy. No, he had a cat named Puppy. He had a cat named Puppy. I stayed with him. And quite honestly, I was in a little entanglement on campus. And when I told who I was entangled with in campus that I was going to Philly for the weekend because he was acting a fool, he decided to go home as well. So I stayed with this guy. And he was nothing but a gentleman. He took me all over Philly for my birthday, took me up Spring Garden, took me to a game, like the Temple game.
He was cheating.
Dude called and was like, if you in my town, I have to show you a good time too. So literally, I'm juggling two dudes because this dude straight up came to dude's house, picked me up, took me to the movies. We went to go see CB4 for my birthday.
She said CB4.
Took me to see CB4. And it's actually the Black History Month because I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all.
No,
black, y'all. But anyway, so
just to say CB4, where you at? And then I'm going to fade.
Oh, my God. No. Here's my cool shot.
But my point is, I didn't even know if that dude would have found out that's the dude that I was messing with on campus, how that whole thing could have played out. Because I could have got put out. But again, these are some of the things that you have to think about when you're making these decisions. But to that point, like I said, I didn't go home for spring break. I stayed with a dude. I mean, actually, another segue to that. Most of my college experience, I was in a long distance relationship. So my spring breaks, I was sneaking back home to see my boo-boo. So me and the dirty dog got very well acquainted because that was a way for me to, you know, try to afford to get back.
To travel without her mother knowing.
There you go. And the crazy part about that is a piece of auntie advice for, you know, anybody that is interested or date dudes and frats. Dating a neo is real rough. I'm just going to say that. Dating a neo is real rough. So again, getting on that dirty dog, he was a neo. I actually arrived at his campus, and he had off-campus apartment too, when he was taking a line over.
Well, you know.
So I had to spend most of my spring break understanding what was going on, but also staying in my role at the time. So yeah, you gotta, you know, there's a lot of different things that can happen during your spring break time. And if you are one that's in a long distance relationship, or if you are one who misses your friends, by all means, go home or go to their campuses and hang out with them and mm-hmm. figure that out. But to your earlier point about some low cost options, like you said, we had Freaknik, we had
Black College
Reunion. We actually had Black Beach Week in Daytona. Like, those were places that everybody would converge, and sometimes you didn't really have to worry about where you were gonna stay because y'all were out the entire time. Y'all were on the beach the entire time.
The beach. So that was my experience. So I think the one that let me know that who I travel with is important, it was 7 of us. We didn't ride the dirty dog. We took the train from Baltimore to Florida. So, you know, that was a train ride. I love the train. Still to this day, I travel on the train. But what I enjoyed was we weren't the only group of friends traveling to mm-hmm. BCR. So we were on a train for like 23 hours with three different group, large groups of guys that were traveling. So by the time we left, two of the girls were booed up with a guy, right? Because you know my personality, all I had friends, like I met all the friends because I was in a relationship too for while I was in college. But when we got there, it was y'all, where y'all at? Y'all down here, you know, we cooking on the grill, we doing this, we doing that, we had a good time. Come over to the pool. That was my first piercing, that was my second piercing. So by then my tongue was already pierced. I got a nipple pierced, thought you hopping fences, doing more stuff. I had a little injury from being moving too fast. I'm gonna just say that. But we were, like you said, we weren't really pressed about the hotel. We were out on the street, met so many people from so many different schools. I mean, very, very, very exhausted. And you said something that made the most sense. Not knowing where we were going, we were staying in Ocala, Florida. But BCR was in Daytona, was about a 2-hour drive. So can you imagine going down there, partying in the water, drinking, smoking, doing all the things, and having to drive 2 hours back? And I was a designated driver because I trusted no one with my life but me. And so, Nika, to your point, when I'm not keeping it PG, but you know, there were a lot of things going on, but there was always somebody who had in their mind what safety was. I was that person, right? I wasn't a drinker. I was a smoker. By that point in time, I could manage it because I wasn't an overdoer. And I think that this is a really good place to segue into. Is a lot of drinking that goes on. Is a lot of smoking that go on. Hopefully you guys are not smoking anything beyond and not drinking anything too crazy. But keep that in mind as well. You know, if you smoke, smoke your own. Don't smoke somebody else. If you drink, don't put it down. Always hold your cup. If you have your own thing that you prefer, bring it with you. These are just the things that your mama not going to tell you. You know, your aunties will, because your mama not, your daddy not going to tell you. But we know what the real deal is because we've all had the oil. We've all had the drinks. We've all had the different concoctions that these different organizations make. But the safety because you don't drink, but you know.
I didn't drink or smoke. But with that though, I always understood my role, and it was. And people will tell you to this day, and Mia, you know this about me. Even though I wasn't the one to drink or smoke, I had a natural high. Y'all don't want to see a drunk or a high tie on. Y'all really don't, because I was always on 10. I was the one that's in the middle of everything. But because I was always in my right mind, I could make sure that, you know, if there was a designated driver needed, I could step in that role as long as I got enough rest. Or I could see what was happening, and I was that one that took a whole bunch of Earls on my sleeve. You know, people throw up on me left and right. Well, that will test your friendship. I will tell you that now. I'm
not taking any Earls or Susans or Josephs.
But none of them. It's those things, because you want to look out for your people. And that's one thing that, you know, that's how we were raised, you know, to look out for one another. But I will tell you this, one of the things I want to go back to is the whole auntie role. So when I went to Freaknik, I didn't have to worry about where I was going to say, because my auntie was like, oh, you going to Freaknik?
Can you say it with me?
You can stay with me. But that's also one of those things where that's why I encourage parents to convince their kids to go someplace where sometimes you got relatives. And even though that was my mother's best friend from Morgan too, she had a different take on things. And she was in the hotbed of Atlanta and everything. So she's like, I know this girl wanna have some fun. And at least, you know, her mother will trust me enough, even if we don't tell her that she was here, that she knows that she was taken care of and I can get her in and out of all of the right spaces. And plus, she was a flight attendant, so I didn't even have to worry about my flight down there. So work your network, you know, understand these aunties and things like that you have. If anybody wants to, I'm where I am, which there's no HBC, but if anybody wants to send their kid to Chicago or whatever, my door is always open.
Right.
My door is always open.
You'll have fun. You'll eat well. You'll have fun. You'll eat well. You'll be safe. You have someone who was a stone's throw away. If anything goes down, you need somebody to show up. So yep, real quick, top three places you would suggest somebody to go for spring break?
Nowadays, I'm not sure, but I will say this. I mean, actually, I'm with Nika. I wouldn't go down to Mardi Gras. One. Two, I mean, I know y'all live and breathe it, but because of the amount of schools there, go to Atlanta. Go to Atlanta. It's always something to, especially if you're not from there, it's always something to experience there.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, I would say go to one of those schools that has a reputation for being lit. And right now, you know, they talk all the time about North Carolina A&T. And like I said, I had a good time when I went. It was a little smaller when I went. But go to one of those destinations, you know, one of those destination schools. I will say this. My bougie best friend from elementary school went to Hampton. And they would get together for spring break and they would do a group trip to Jamaica. And they would get a villa. But actually, one of their friends in their group was a Jamaican immigrant. So again,
they knew where to.
And not only did they know where to go, this whole family auntie dynamic, they took had somebody overseas that can introduce them. So that's one of the best things about getting out and finding your tribe, because you never know the type of connections that they have. So for her, like 3 years or whatever, they got a chance to, they would pack up, you know, they would bite the bullet on whatever the airfare and everything was, and they would go to Jamaica and they would stay in a villa, and everybody was would do that. But that was, you know, that was the Hampton way. That was the Hampton way.
You need to stop. I would say my top three stateside, I would say Florida, Texas, or California would be my three. Just because I'm a huge on just experience in different areas of the country, because things are done differently. States internationally, I was going to suggest Jamaica's not my favorite place, but you know, cruises are really reasonable nowadays, depending on where you're leaving from. Jamaica, some of them, you know, Mexico. The story of my sister and her first international spring break was hilarious. All of her girlfriends called my father and said, "Mr. Ferguson, please bring me home," because they couldn't eat me. Like, it was just the funniest thing. So that didn't work for them. Needless to say, none of them go to Mexico like that at all. But Jamaica, Mexico, you have the Bermuda, Bahamas, like those little areas, like, they're not too expensive. And if you plan right, and I just wanted to make sure that I ended this with some of the things. These are your friends: Klarna, Afterpay, Hopper, Google Flight, Kayak has some good deals where you can rent a car, get the plane ticket and the hotel for a good discounted rate. Expedia allows for you to reserve the hotel without having to spend your money up front. So just giving some things on how you can make it work based off of your finances. I love, is it Klarna or Afterpay? I think it's Klarna, because you can purchase your airfare and your hotel and make payments on it. So don't limit yourself. Again, these are things that did not exist when I was younger, but I do travel a lot, and I know how to travel on a budget, and I know how to travel and spend. And one thing I don't like spending my money on all the time in the beginning is my hotel and my airfare. So I usually budget that and I buy it in advance. So this is the time. Spring break is coming soon. Look up your plane tickets, because you could get a ticket for $86 and turn around that same ticket be $700 if you don't plan it properly.
One of the things that I want to piggyback off of what you said too is Florida, because actually, if you plan it right, if you go to Florida, I mean, especially Miami, you have access to hop on a boat and get to and some of those islands, you know, really quickly. Yep. You know, and I mean, Puerto Rico is in one is one of those as well. Puerto Rico is pretty it's pretty inexpensive, but I know over the years they've been getting, you know, hit really, really hard. The infrastructure's been getting really hit really hard with the hurricanes and things like that. Mm-hmm. But like I said, you can make the most out of your trip if you go to Florida, because again, you can hit one of those little cruise ships. Even if you cruise over there for a day or something like that, it's just to say, hey, I have a slightly international experience during my
spring. And it's reasonable. You can rent a yacht for like $300 for a couple of hours. If it's for y'all, that $300 isn't a whole lot of money.
And but you know, y'all Instagram, TikTok worthy moments. That's really really what it's that's all right. about.
Yeah, it's so another thing that I always recommend, that there are some apps out there that you can search, some traveling apps that can give you things to do in these areas. So like really explore it. But the one thing I will say that my mother used to always say to me, don't go to another state or to another country and act like you don't have any home training and embarrass yourself, because you might get arrested. You might get kicked out because you didn't know how to, you know, you might get a little too rowdy. We know some people would got kicked out of their hotels, you know, so travel, have fun, be wise. But hopefully from this experience, you realize as a student in college, what traveling looks like to you, and it excites you about traveling more. Because traveling is fun and you meet people everywhere, and that's how you begin to build your tribe. And we talk about it all the time. So it's how you build your tribe. You build your village through traveling. So, you know, just giving you a little tidbit, because it's coming up soon. Traveling, spring break. You might get a little bug. You find yourself traveling every 3 months, and you can afford it if you're just playing your time right.
You can. But again, I'm that mama. Oh, you've been so and such and such, and you need pocket money all of a sudden.
Yeah, so save your coins, because you don't want your mama to dictate whether or not you go, because look at that face. We're out. Oh my goodness. I don't know what this girl is gonna do, because her girlfriends in school, dang, she was like, Mia, they don't work. Mothers is threatening to take these kids out of school because they're playing around.
Are we stopping?
Yeah, I'm sorry.